Then it's time for the business news with Giles Bickford.
Thank you, Corin Atamaria. In the business news this morning, what the orders of the wage subsidy scheme shows, the dogged company that's chasing investment, and we'll bring you the latest from the financial markets. Most businesses have been found to be complying with the government's wage subsidy scheme. The Ministry of Social Development's team of 100 fraud investigators has been carrying out random audits of the 759,000 applicants who received money from the $14 billion fund. Nicholas Poynton reports.
Documents released to RNZ under the Official Information Act show that of the 10,500 audits completed, just under 1,000 have been required to make a partial or full repayment of the wage subsidy. So far, 577 repayments have been made, totalling $19.1 million, compared with the $510 million which have been paid back voluntarily. The ministry says it's also been working through complaints about abuse of the scheme and done more than 300 investigations, which have resulted in several hundred businesses needing to make repayments. The ministry says most employers audited followed and fulfilled the scheme's criteria, and where entitlements were wrongly claimed, it was largely because people didn't understand the rules. The ministry says where there's evidence of deliberate fraud, a criminal prosecution may follow, but so far there are none. This is Nicholas Poynton.
The crowdfunding platform PledgeMe is gearing up for a busy 2021, with projects and campaigns from this year overflowing into next year. The platform facilitates equity raising by way of donations and investments from small-scale investors. Its chair, Mel Templeton, says the pandemic's created a bottleneck of projects which were put on hold earlier in the year, as well as spurred new ones.
We had several million dollars worth of campaigns in the pipeline ready to go, and they all postponed, which is completely understandable. What we did see, after sort of the major first part of lockdown was that there was definitely an appetite for the more philanthropic type giving. And from our perspective, social enterprise across the projects platform started to pick back up again. And we had so much inquiry that came in literally in the last couple of months. We've had to sort of space it out a little bit and push some out to next year.
That's Mel Templeton, chair of PledgeMe. One of the projects that caught our attention and is being thrown a bone for crowdfunding is New Zealand's first dog cafe, The Barkery. The company wants to raise $50,000 to set up a site in Christchurch where local animal shelters would bring dogs looking for a new home to meet prospective owners. Its chief, pun intended, marketing officer Jack Pennicott says with two weeks left to meet their target, he's positive they'll meet it, saying they haven't had to hound the public for donations. They've come pretty easily.
I think during this last year, we've really learnt what's important to us. And, you know, it's these human aspects and the little things that matter. We've spent a lot of time in our inner circles and at home, and certainly those furry members of our family have become increasingly important. It's a feel-good factor apart from anything, I think. This is just an idea and a concept that really heroes that and truly brings out the warm and fuzzy feeling.
That's Jack Pennicott, who's the chief marketing officer of The Barkery. It aims to be up and running by April next year. Some of the other projects that caught our attention: the Christchurch team developing an app for people to book a place in a queue, and a luxury candle maker looking for backing. Just gone 7:03, time for a quick look at the way markets performing. Wall Street's main indices closed lower on Friday, investors concerned about growing number of COVID cases and more states shutting down. Dow Jones was down 0.75%, the S&P 500 0.7%, the Nasdaq 0.5% lower. Our own top 50 index starts the week at 12,442 after Friday's 115.4. New Zealand dollar 69.3 US cents, 52.1 British pence, 94.8 Aussie, 0.584 euro, 71.94 Japanese yen, and 4.54 yuan. Brent crude oil just a shade under $45 a barrel. It gained 76 cents, about 1.7%. And gold was up a handful of dollars at $1,870 an ounce. And having a look at this week's business agenda, there's the last of the earnings results from this mini reporting season. We'll hear from Metro Glass, Kiwi Property Tower, and Fisher & Paykel Healthcare. Dental company Abano will have a special meeting where shareholders will be given a vote on whether to accept a takeover bid. On the economics front, the Reserve Bank has its latest update on the health of the financial system. There'll be latest read on consumer confidence from the ANZ Bank, and also the government will unveil final audited books from the Treasury. Business for now, back around 8:30.